Down to Oban, in continuation of this visit with Viola. She lived with Sharp, picking peas for 2 solid hours in the kitchen this Monday, the 8th of July, 74. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Viola. She lived with Sharp out there in front of Burnett Patterson, picking peas for 2 solid hours this Monday in the kitchen. This Monday, the 8th of July, 74.
I'll go out here and see what the outside looks like. Woo. Look like rain?
You know, one of my old friends was Miss Bootsy.
Yeah.
Now, when I got down here...
Your old friend's passing away fast, ain't he?
Oh, ain't that awful? Yeah.
Haven't known her a long time, too.
She used to teach Sunday school. Did you know her when she taught Sunday school?
Yes, I did. That was middle. She's out there in the world. I didn't know she was even a Christian.
Oh.
Now that's just like it is. Of course, she did come back to church and join the church before she died.
But when you first noticed, she wasn't.
She's out there in the world. Dancing and cutting the food.
Oh, really?
Now, that's the truth. I wouldn't tell her till I'm dead for nothing. Bug dancing.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, she slowed down a lot the time I knew her, didn't she? That was when she was young, you were talking about.
Oh, she was young. All her children were grown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think Joe was the youngest son. No, Joe was the youngest. But that was the youngest one, Ted Brown. But she grew up a baby.
Well, I guess Bootsy was a good timer.
Mm-hmm. She done drawn herself look like, of course. I didn't care what that kind of drawn, but she liked it.
But she always worked.
Yes, sir. She was. Loading on you like I don't know what then.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Waiting for Mr. Jim Mean. Loading on you.
Let me tell you.
I hear these things are. He's just hard work. Kids and daddies and don't know, too. I've done a little too hard of work myself.
Well, what hard work have you done?
Well, when I was tearing our house and hauling stone, that was too much.
When you was hauling stone?
Yeah. I had to tear down that old Wrong. Really good now.
What filling station?
Down, what, down the road there? Main shop till we've done.
Yeah, and that's hard work?
Yes, sir. And left the stones and brought them home. The stone, put them in the truck and brought them home. Part of the stone. There where I went down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's just a little too much.
Yeah.
Well,
God bless the dead. I remember Reverend Taylor come down here and said, well, you know, you're out here acting like you're a man. And you're lifting stone. This. Yeah, you're lifting two at a time, and I can't do one of them. I paid for it too.
What happened to you?
Got on a seat.
What did it do to you?
Well, it made me miss a heat, what I could have lived off of. I had to stop work altogether. When I could let that long out of work at all. I wasn't making all that much off the old house now. Feeling now.
Well, you got a right smart building stuff out of it.
Yes, I got some of the stones to top. Oh, I ain't done nothing with them.
Still got them?
Part of them I sold, some of them. Some people tore off some for me.
Yeah.
I had plenty of company. Sometime at night or when I'm going on.
Yeah.
People visit me good when I'm asleep or going off one.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, you know, somebody towed it off Miss Daisy's wash pot.
Oh.
You remember that?
No, I didn't know about that.
No, sir, they towed it off her wash pot.
I know it's been towed in all wash pots. I think it's trying to spy mine, but I hid it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hide it?
I hide it out there in the wild house.
I told Miss Daisy she ought to hide hers.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were already missing them before they got hers. And she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they've been doing that, taking them wash pots.
Yeah.
Making them money off.
She just left it right out there where she got through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
And she's too ready for once and for all.
That's right. And she had a good one.
Yeah, my folks always kept teaching me don't bother nothing don't belong to me.
Oh, yeah. But you see, you ain't the one to do it.
Sure.
Because some of them, you know what they tell me is, the ones that do that are the ones that have to go to the jook.
Yeah.
It ain't the people you know, you see, who does it. That's what.
And then sometimes you might be surprised to know who is doing it.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
And probably just as well you don't know, ain't it?
Right. You want a little coffee?
No, ma'am, I said.
Sure you don't?
No, ma'am. Is
my
you fix me a lot?
Here's my breakfast coffee.
I'd put you a little sandwich out there if you want it.
My thank you.
I keep my breakfast coffee and drink it all day.
You want a glass of milk or some water?
Yes, my friend, some more.
Some more.
Give us some of this good spring water out here, Faye.
Okay.
Got spring water?
Well, you can just try it and see what you think. No, you know what? Now, you see, for a fella who don't belong to this country, I had a lot of good friends here.
Yeah.
You see Miss Daisy and Miss Liza and Miss Bessie?
Miss Daisy's a good old soul.
Oh, she is. And Miss Anna, you see, Miss Anna Wood?
Yeah.
Mr. Patterson? I've had a lot of good friends.
I know Miss Bessie, but I didn't know to be around her much. She always used to wax on, and I did too.
Yeah.
Well, she seemed to be all right, but she's all right with me.
I used to sit down there on the porch there, Miss Liza, this time of year when the days were so long, I'd go down there, you know, and just sit on the porch. And she'd come out there and sit in that rocker, and we just carry on. And I'd be up there at Miss Bessie's, you know, and she'd come up that lane talking, you know, you could hear her a long time before she got there.
Why you call that my mama over? I can see y'all sometimes no grandma. When she was sick, I'd be in there in the room there with her every night, and when I'd lay down and take my nap, I'd put two chairs right across in front of her bed. And I'd lay down right there. Or sometimes she looked like she wanted to get up, and she couldn't get up. She couldn't stand up. But she felt like she could get up, and she didn't want to get up sometimes. So I'd put them chairs across there, and she'd get up, see? Go to get up. She'd have to get up, crawl over me. And she'd wake me up when she put her feet on me. I'd wake up. She'd say, "What you doing here, girl?" I said, "I know you're going to try to get up." I said, "Get back in that bed, honey. I know you're going to try to get up." She said, "Well, y'all sure is nasty. Don't even get up." I said, "Mama, you can't stand up." I said, "That's why we don't want you to get up, for you can't stand up."
But
she
still
wanted to. "Y'all can't stand up." I said, "No, ma'am, you can't stand up. Look, don't want you to get up." She said, "Well, I'm tired of what y'all doing to me." I said, "Mama, we ain't doing nothing to you." So she laughed her off and she get on back in the bed. So the day she passed, I'd been up, sitting up there with all of you. She said to me, she said, "Honey, she said, why don't you go in your room? Say, you sick? You about to get sick here messing with me." I said, "No, I ain't about to get sick, Mama." She said, "Oh, yeah. You go in your room and lay down. Go in that room and lay down and take you a nap." Lucy, "Yeah, Vasa, go in there." My sister Lucy, "Yeah, Vasa, I'm in here." She said, "Go on there and take a nap." I said, you want to sleep with Mama and Vasa?" She said, "You know how much you want Mama." I said, "What are you, girl? You go in there and lay down and take a nap." And I hadn't lay down and took a nap. They said took a good nap and near about 2. And she said, "You think I'm gonna try to get out of bed though?" She said, "Now I'm gonna turn over here and I'm gonna lay over here on my side. I'm gonna turn my back. I show you. I ain't gonna try to get out of bed." So Lou said, "Go ahead and lay down. I'll see if I'm supposed to show you." And she laid over and hauled over on her side. And when I got up, she's still laying there. Dead.
Is that right? What happened to her?
She passed.
Heart?
No, sir. She was sick already. And she told her she's leaving on the 11 o'clock train, but she didn't tell us that day. She'd been told us that. So I went to bed, went and laid down by 10 o'clock that day. And my brother come in 11 o'clock, right after 11. He told Lou and me. Lou started to cry. He said, "Well, I can hear him, so don't start that rock. So sleep. So it looked like I couldn't wake up. So he come on call me. He said, "Well, He said, "Don't worry yourself now, it's your mama gone." Now in there, she's gone.
And she had already told you she's going off on the 11 o'clock train.
But she told us that 3 days before then. That was 3 days before she died. She said, I ain't going home on the evening train. See, I'm going home on the morning train." And she had called Blanche and told Blanche what solo she wanted to sing.
Uh-huh.
What solo she told her, the solo she wanted her to sing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. And I said she done got all right. She wasn't talking no more about dying. I said she done got all right. Of course, she acted that a whole lot better. This world over there, this and that. Now, let me show you. I got sense. I ain't gonna get out no bed. So you go and lay down. Take you right there. I need to get out the way. I'm ready to leave and look at me. She didn't want to look at me while she's gone.
And that was 10 o'clock when she is telling you that.
Yeah. And I went on laid down, and they woke me up, she's dead. They woke me up by 11 o'clock, a little after 11 o'clock, and she's gone.
And you wasn't thinking of anything like that?
Well, I done say she's all right.
Yeah.
I done got it in my mind. Well, that's just the way. That's the way it had to be, because she didn't want me to see it.
Yeah.
And I might have would have had enough. I'd have been up. Might have would have hold up a while. Well, I might have would have started to worry and looking. And she might have started looking at me and couldn't go.
Yeah.
But her time was out and I don't know if she'd have went, but it wouldn't have been as easy as she had it by herself. She had it all by herself. She could go right on and sleep. Just slept away.
Yeah.
Looked like she was asleep.
And your brother come in and he's the one that found her.
Yeah.
Well, now let's see. That's been 20 years.
Been 24.
24 years.
Yeah.
Now, where was you living then?
Yeah. I was living in Bolton. I live in there, Bolton.
Well, you lived around one place and another, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I live in Bolton. I live in my sister.
Oh, that's right, that's right. There was there was plenty of work around in the country then.
Yeah.
With all that squash to pick and everything like that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was thinking go to New York. But she taking sick and I stayed. I'd have been in New York if she hadn't been sick. She stayed sick for months. Oh, she died. I went to see her before I go up north. And I see her condition. I went back and told them. That next day to come at me, I told them no, I couldn't go.
My yes, you still a young woman then.
Yeah.
40, you was 4 years old.
Somewhere around in 40.
Yeah, you could have gone to New York or anywhere you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
You never got off up to New York?
Yeah.
You never got off up there?
Never got off.
Up to New York?
I have went on the season.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I used to follow the season up there.
Yeah.
My mother used to tell me all the time, oh, they say Rolling Stone no good no more.
Where'd she tell you?
Rolling Stone, no yellow no more.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she didn't want me to go.
Did you gather any?
No, sir.
It's kind of hard to gather it on them on your when you're out like that.
Yes, sir. I see it wasn't no good in this office.
You didn't do it that much.
No.
Where all did you go when you...
Well, I'd have done the right thing if I'd have quit me, she told me.
Yeah. Where all did you go?
I just went to Savannah.
Well? That's a good ways.
Yes, that's a long ways. About 1,500 miles.
How much?
About 1,500.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about Savannah, Georgia. I'm talking about Savannah, New York.
Oh. Way up there.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant Savannah, Georgia. That's still a good ways. To me, it is.
Well, what were you doing in Savannah, New York?
We was working in Sarah and...
Oh.
Cows and everything, Arsenal and everything.
But you couldn't save much out like that.
No, the things were so high.
Everything you bought, you had to shell out for.
Yeah. Take out your own farm, you can plank a little something in there. Go it while the farm going on and have something growing home and then go out there and pick up enough to eat off the farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you pick your peas for the people that are going to give you something to eat. A bean or anything like that. Most of them will give you something to eat, so some of them will eat as you can down on. And them kind of people.
I don't see a lot of room for them, Tom.
Well, let me tell you, you can't. I don't see how anybody makes it unless they get little vegetables to sell.
Well, some of them rather won't let. I know. I like the big beans from people. I was going on truck holder. Wasn't the people I was picking beans for? It's a man driving the truck. He didn't like to bring nothing home on his truck. I got him a bucket. I put myself in it. I sat on the bucket, you know. Went up there to the place that day. Somebody said we had to get off. He was in that truck. He faced around. He found all the buckets there. But mine. How many did he find mine?
You're sitting on yours.
I done got all it. I got out to the school too. And one man, he told, that's whose coat this is. The man wasn't on his coat. Now, who bucket this is? And I don't know whether he owned his bucket or not. I think he got the bucket after. But I don't think he owned the bucket then. So, well, I'll give this coat to my little boy. If you don't know who coat it is. That man took that man's coat. Well, I ain't doing anything for mine. I'm on. Because I was pretty rough then.
You were pretty rough then?
Yeah. You know, what's the have to mess with me. I wasn't paying nothing, no, huh? 15 cents a crate. And then go messing with me. And then I had to take a long ride off. I got there to the place to get off. Something happened out there. Oh yeah, one day I didn't know when the truck come up. Or they come up on the hill. They didn't come in the field. They come on the hill. All of them left and left me out in the field. When I missed everybody, then I quit picking and I left. I got on there to the place. He done said he wasn't enough to pick me up no more. And when I got off the truck to go home, I said, Tana. Yeah. I said, you said you ain't gonna pick me up no more? Yes, that's what I say. I said, pay me off. Pay me off. I ain't got my money yet. Now you owe me for over a week's wait because I missed coming last week. I said, pay me off. I missed it payday last week. I said, pay me off now. And I won't never ride your truck no more. I ain't the one to pay y'all. I said, well, you won't carry me back to get my pay. I said, don't your truck go wreck? My truck go wreck. I said, I pointed, shook my finger at him. I said, yeah, if I don't ride on it, it's going to wreck. Yeah. Louis, is that woman crazy? You say, well, I tell you one thing. You better not mess with old Spike. See, because something happened to you. He said, well, yeah, something happened to you if you mess with him. He said, girl, you mess with him. So, I went on bang on the truck the next day and they went up there and it got paid off. And they got paid off. I got the other girl money for her too, but she done made her get off the truck. And I said, nah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank y'all. I won't be worried with y'all no more. She said,
Well, we're getting scared for people. Yeah, you be sure to come back tomorrow. I said, come back away. I said, nah, you done treat me like a dog. Well, now, you want the special one they want to come after? No. No, you don't want me back in no more. Because like you talked to me the other day, I said, I just want to come back till I get my money. I said, then I'm through with your truck. Your truck, Mr. Chung. I said, thank you and good day.
Now, where'd that happen?
I live in jail, and then this man is standing making over.
Oh, that was right here.
Yeah. He died shortly after that. Mr. Turner, he died shortly after that. He had a big old bean truck he hauled people. Say he stayed there making over.
Yeah.
They had a big old stout white one.
There was a fella used to live out there past Coleman named Turner.
Had a big truck?
I don't know.
I expect that of him.
I don't know whether he had a big truck or not.
That was making over Johnson, was it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was awesome.
Well?
He was a big stout fella.
Coleman had trouble with him.
Well, everybody had trouble with that man. Well, he just putting him off the truck. Most of them are scared of him. Yeah, well, I just told him what I thought about him. Yeah.
He had a boy. This fella, the Coleman,
yeah.
Out there, where Coleman, he had a boy.
Yeah.
And he'd put a nice boy, but he'd get to drinking.
I think I hear him talking about that boy.
And then his daddy, you see, would sort of take up for him. He got in trouble, he'd go pay him out and all
mm-hmm.
like that. And the way I got it from Coleman, it's a lot of the trouble the old man had was on account of that boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then he had trouble with all the people. Well, he'd dog them around, throw them off that truck, make them get off his truck. They wouldn't be got the money. Couldn't go get the money.
Oh.
Throw the stuff out what people give him. Wouldn't let him haul it on his truck.
Huh. Well, that's pretty rough, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, he didn't throw mine out of the house, hadn't he? He left them be out on the ground, mine be sitting there. He said, man, a little coma. You haven't not seen mine.
Yeah. He wasn't looking
well,
for you.
I went back in that bucket, when they brought them bucket out there, I went back there to see my bucket in there. My bucket was sitting right in there.
Yeah. He wasn't looking for your bucket.
He just fixed so he didn't find it. I'd have asked him quick, Mr. Turner, where is my bucket?
That's funny, old man Turner. Now, his daughter's still living over there.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
Mm-hmm. I don't know her. I don't know none of them. I didn't know none of them but him.
Yeah.
I just know him by he driving the truck.
I know Coleman said that's where he wound up. His daughter didn't want to live out in the woods. He didn't want to live over at Micanopy. But she wouldn't go out there in the woods, so he had to go over there where she was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I understood Coleman to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he wound up, right there on that little road coming out this way from Micanopy.
What got hurt? He got hurt?
I
think he just, when he got old, that's just where he wound up.
He didn't have to be all that old. That's ending.
Well, maybe it's a different one.
I guess so. Might have been a brother or something.
Because the one Coleman talked about, hell, I get the idea now he's older than Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd make him too old, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know either. That's been a long time back.
That's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they used to steal hands off them trucks. Somebody'd come, they'd have a hands on the truck, and somebody'd come up and lure them off, give them a little extra. Did you ever see that?
No.
I've seen them do it. Not around here, of course, but I've seen them do it.
Well, they wasn't paying none for beans, and they wasn't paying 15 cents per crate.
Yeah.
Some places are saying 25, but most places went then it wasn't paying for 15 cents. And she was glad to see them.
15 cents a crate?
Yeah.
Well,
I tell you what. You're getting something to eat for your money, don't you?
Yeah. That's right. You get
mm-hmm.
something for your money. Yes, sir. You never did work for old Coleman, did you?
No. Coleman. Oh, what a Coleman.
Butter, yeah.
I picked off peanuts for him, out there.
Is he pretty hard boiled fella to work for?
Well, he seemed to be all right. Mr. South carried me out there with him. Got along all right.
Well, somehow I got the idea that he wasn't too easy to please. You had to.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have no dealing with him. But me and his wife would be together.
Oh, Miss Annie?
Yeah. I used to go out there and see her anyhow, and they'd go out there and they asked me about picking off some peanuts, so that's when I've been here to pick up off some peanuts.
Oh, I see. Well, that'd be different.
And I wanted something to eat, so just picked off and I got something to eat. Kind of mess on that day. I used to go out there to see a regular when I had a way to get out there.
That's right, you gotta have a way to get out there.
Yeah.
Well, how would you get out there?
Well, when Sharp was able to drive, living and able to drive his truck.
Yeah.
Me and him used to go out there and see him.
You'd go out to see Miss Annie?
Yeah.
Well, now, Miss Annie never, she ain't working much.
Well, I don't think so. I know they got some peas on their bushes and they pick them. But they don't got dry. Peas are not dry. I mean, they got a heap of peas on. They ain't got much planted, but the bushes are loaded with dry peas. I passed there the other day, going fishing. Ain't caught in there, no. And he caught in there, so he walked away. Come on. Other side of the house, that truck. I didn't get nothing.
Oh, and you walked?
Yeah.
Well, that was a long walk.
From there, from Wood Coma house to the truck.
Well, I got no.
So we walk along talking, going down to that truck, and all of us was walked up there before we knew it.
Yeah, that's right. you could make a trade with some of your friends to run you out there, and then you could walk back.
Coleman. Well, I see him every now and again down to the store.
Yeah. He drives that old, truck.
Yeah.
He don't drive Emma much now, does he?
Drive who?
Emma.
The mule?
Uh-huh.
I don't never see that mule now.
I ain't seen that mule either. Coleman had some sweet potatoes over here last year, and he brought Emma over here a couple of times and plowed.
Yeah.
And she looked like she's all right then, didn't she, Faye?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the make good?
No. They didn't make a thing.
We sure were sorry.
What do you think happened to him?
Didn't make no potatoes at all?
They didn't make no potatoes at all. They made some little old seed potatoes. Not many of them.
Must have been something wrong with the vine.
And I don't think Coleman's made much up to his house.
Must have been the seed.
Well, it's the same seed he'd been using, and the year before he had his pretty sweet potatoes, and they tasted as good as any I ever had.
They were going to walk.
Maybe what?
They were going to walk.
Well, they done wore out the year before. They'd been there a long time.
It was just not wore out. No, you know, the thing keep on going. You just ruin it. It's gonna buy and buy it. So, well, it ain't gonna be no good. Need to get fresh seed.
Well, it wouldn't be fine potatoes one year and then wore out the next.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I never asked it.
Oh, they was. I thought, too. I didn't expect to have such good potatoes as that. But they were good size, and oh, they did taste.
Well, we're about to fill them up, man.
Yep, this is the last one.
They did taste good. Oh, they did.
I see, I've shelled that much. And look at that, how many she shelled.
She shelled for you.
Oh, I shelled a handful. Here's, Faye, I'll give you the some.
Oh, I gotta make my. I don't want these old dirty.
But now you gotta take them the way they come.
Well, I have to wash. When I wash them, I have to.
Well, there ain't any dirty ones in there.
You
just take them now the way they are, and then. what's a little speculative on a pea gonna hurt? Did you tell me that?
Tell you.
One bad egg is four dozen.
It sure spoil a mess of peas if you got a rotten one in there.
It will. Mm-hmm. Well, just put a little ham and a ham hock in it. A little bacon. That'll take it up.
That's right. A little salt bacon.
That'll make it work. Come on.
That is right.
Well, you got a lot of bed in here. More hair than what it is.
Well, I tell you, it sure is nice to weed them out as you go along. It makes washing them a lot easier. And you just put yours in plastic bags and put them in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
In the freezer.
Yeah. Like I hear sun.
Yep. There's a little shower coming up.
I ain't gonna get the full of my toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm gonna get the full of my toothpaste.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah.
I don't imagine it's gonna rain that much.
Yeah.
He pay you by the crate?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to search. Fill your two crates.
Well, if I don't get it, that you can't mess with, that's the Lord working for you in the other room. It's rain, that's the Lord work.
There's nothing you can do about that, is it?
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna try neither. When he's working, I'm gonna sit right down and listen.
He wouldn't be old man Sam Turner, would he?
No, don't seem like that is what his name.
See, I didn't know him. I just, all I know him is, well, I know him, Sue Coleman, and also Miss Mary over there, Miss Mary Guthrie. She knowed him.
Well, all I know is Miss Turner.
All you know is Turner?
Yeah.
Old man Sam Turner. That's funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If Coleman's over here, we'd find out in a hurry, wouldn't we?
Yeah. I tell you the truth, I'm glad I feel like Turner. That man made me so mad I felt like Turner. He's Turner.
Well, that sounds like him.
He talks so big. Now, I know anything out here, figure I told him. Now listen, you're gonna pay me. If you don't pay me back yonder, you're gonna pay me, because you didn't care anybody to get my money today. I said, I'm gonna have my money. That little bit of money I made, it ought to been y'all. Went Tuesday, Wednesday. I said, well, I went Tuesday and didn't pay all. And no sooner now I had to go to my job for work. I said, then y'all pay it all. I said, you gonna care me to get my pay. Or pay me and then go there and get you. No? Louis said, oh yeah, man, you better talk and straight talk. See, don't you will have bad luck.
Yeah, that sounds like him. Now, you never worked for old man.
These people down here wrecked that truck one of these days. You people turning these people off and putting them off the truck and not giving them no satisfaction. Some of them come down here and wreck that truck.
You tell him that?
That's what our Lewis told him.
That's what Lewis told him.
Okay. Some of these women to come wreck that truck, all these women you done throwed off the truck. See, you have bad luck or they'll show that the truck. He said, Willie, you come on back and get him.
Changed his tune, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Old man Turner. But she didn't work for Coleman, she worked with Miss Annie, Faye.
Yeah, that's what she said. She visited with Miss Annie.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
Then they went out. And
I'd go visit her and well, the peanuts with him and her. Me and her sit down and pick them off. And Miss Sharp be out there doing something else. I don't know what all they be doing sometimes. They come in and help you out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just. I met them and I got along all right with them, and she was a steady woman I used to go out and visit. I always tried to see after these folks were old enough. Try to look around at them. See, can I help them any more than they're older than I am? Folks, I don't reckon the young folks might not be that way by me. But
no, they won't be that way.
But that's the way you felt.
But after all, when I think if I be nice to these old folks, I think the Lord will take them. I think he'll look out for me. He'll make a way.
Sure.
That's who I'm trusting anyhow. Can't trust man and woman. That's trust the law.
Yeah?
You never worked for anybody who was mean to you.
Oh, I guess so. But look like most of them I worked for. Bought a deal, go around, look like the turns and be back.
Is that right?
That's what it seemed to be.
You didn't.
I went to Mr. Fred Wood a long time. They said he was kind of hard. Well, they just said, nah, they didn't beat me.
Is that right?
Yeah. I go to the store all the time, they got a post office, I go there all the time. And it is so nice. See, man, I ain't got no business out of work. Miss Jane, she just as big as you can be. Oh, I don't see, there's nothing else but that's nice to me.
Well, a lot of them try to beat you after you do the work, and then they don't want to pay you and things like
mm-hmm.
that. You ever have that happen?
Yes, sir, I've had that to happen. But most that happened in Gainesville. In the kitchen.
Oh.
Woman told me. And I quit waiting for that time. She said, I said, no one. I think the picture wouldn't pay me.
Yeah?
I told her, I sure was glad you didn't know.
My gosh. Well, that was a fine way to act.
And I wouldn't have quit. The woman had done beat me so. Treat me all kind of ways. And I was made. I was to go up. Wash dishes and go up and sweep up. Well, the table waiter was to come in and wait the table. Right. They waited and come back and say, hurry up. I want you to step on it now. Hurry up. Because you're going to have to wait table too, because it don't look like you're coming. I said, wait table? You step on it there. Hurry up. Step on it. Look like you don't want to do nothing. I just stepped right on the broom and looked at her. She said, hot dog it. I wish I could sleep. I said, yeah, your broom. Oh, got a little bit of a rat and pip. She told me on Friday, on Thursday, to take all the tablecloth off, dirty or no dirty. And I said, well, I'm stopping the tablecloth, hey, dirty. Take it off, dirty or no dirty. Well, I'm going to take it off. That tablecloth wasn't dirty. I'm going to make you pay for it, too. I said, well, I don't know how to wax you. And she ran around there. I said to myself, well, it won't be like this long. When that sad night comes, she paid me off. I said, well, I sure thank you. I said, I won't be back. Tomorrow you had to get somebody. I wish I'd have known what it done, y'all. When did you just die? I said, well, Lord. I said, I'm glad you didn't know it.
You just let her go for a while till you got your money.
That's right. I act nice and usual until I got the lion hand out of my.
Well, what was it? Was she mean, just mean, or was
yeah,
she just...
Yeah, she just acted born mean.
Just acted born mean.
Yeah.
Just couldn't please her.
Of course, she tell me I'd sass her.
Yeah. Was you?
Well. I told her, grown folks don't sass grown folks.
You told her what?
Grown folk cast out the grown folk. I don't mean I'm mad with me.
Well, you know, it ain't always just what you say. It's a lot of times it's just the tone of your voice.
Look, I was working hard trying to get through where I could come on downstairs. And you always want me to wash towels and do everything else. And I got on there what met me somebody. I got to wait table. And I done my job, and I had to go wait table. I had to do another person's job in order to get no more money.
Well,
give us $3 a week.
$3 a week?
Yeah.
And you had to keep your own family going.
Well, it wasn't nobody but me and my little boy. Well, I had a daughter too, but my daughter stayed with mom. But that wasn't enough to take care of.
You got $3 a week.
$3 a week?
Yeah.
You work every day?
Yeah. Every day is Sunday too.
Sunday too?
Yeah. I'd have a few hours off. From 2 to 5, 4:30 or something like that. Sometimes I go home and it's like I had a little bowl of the wash. I had to wash it out. Next day I ironed and carried it back. That's the only way I'd make my little extra. To help take care of my child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, if he was a growing boy and he'd eat a heap too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. $3 wouldn't last too long with him, would it?
No, sir. But that's what they're saying in them kitchens. But I was getting my, just feeding me. But I had houses to pay.
Yeah.
Might be about 6 before I go home.
Oh, you can fill those crates for that time.
I ain't gonna say I'm gonna stay out in the field that long, but they graze them out. I help grade them out sometimes.
You ever get lonesome out in the field? I never do.
No, sir.
Out in the field is.
Them pea vines keep you company.
Yeah.
Don't the heart heat will.
And you got that music up there, that little bitty bird that sings so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
See out there, you see the noise, and you can hear.
I'll take it up. I'll find the rest of it.
have to go to the store. Yeah.